Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn. Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more. And standing in for Bill Olson this week is my co-host on The Automotive Reporter, Wayne Cronin. Hey, Wayne.
Hello, everybody.
All right. Yeah, Bill is at the Dallas Safari Club Convention. And speaking of safari clubs, our guest today, old friend Kevin Howard, Howard Communications, he's going to give us a preview of the big Safari Club International Convention coming up next week in Reno, Nevada. And it is a whopper, my friends. We're going to get to that and a whole bunch more. But first, let me remind you, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife. And the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn, inviting you to join me and Wayne Cronin for the Automotive Reporter. For over 16 years, the country's most informative auto show. An hour of news, interviews, product reviews, and motorsports. We'll be testing the newest cars and trucks and bring you major guests from the automotive industry. Visit automotivereporter.com for a list of our stations, play the latest programs, and more. Search for us on Stitcher Smart Radio, Facebook, and YouTube. And listen to us anywhere, anytime on your computer or smartphone. That's automotivereporter.com.
Its ancestors won wars and explored continents. Its body and frame forged in heavy-gauge steel. This is the Roxor from Mahindra, a legendary off-road vehicle. With more than 70 years of hardcore heritage, a turbo diesel engine, and 5-speed manual transmission. All new, no mercy. Test drive yours today. Find a dealer at RoxorOffroad.com.
And remember, if you don't buy a Roxor, we know where you live.
That's just that guy's voice, man. Okay, I'll buy one. Where? Here's my credit card. For goodness sakes.
Give me two.
Right. Anyway, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Wayne Cronin. Little stuff interesting. Our friends at Ford, our wonderful title sponsors, Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers, the F-Series has achieved its 43rd straight year as America's best-selling pickup, while Ranger finished its best sales quarter since its reintroduction in early 2019. That's their new, you know, midsize truck. Combined sales of F-Series and Ranger totaled almost 1 million pickups at 986,097 vehicles for the year. And that's an increase of 8.4%. Ranger fourth quarter sales hit 33,059 pickups, totaling 89,571 for the year.
Wow.
A good year for Ford.
Yeah, it still amazes me they roll out an F-150 every 53 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, it's wild. And, of course, it is also not just the best-selling truck. It's the best-selling vehicle. And bless their little hearts. I mean, they've been at it for quite a while, and that's quite a run. Congratulations to Ford. 43 years. Outstanding. Anyway, speaking of outstanding, that is our fabulous game wardens. Don't you have one of the little reports from them?
Yes, we do. Hey, a Lubbock County game warden was sitting near a well-known road hunting area when he saw a suspicious vehicle driving slowly down a public road. Now, when the vehicle reached the bottom of the hill, it stopped, remained stationary for a few minutes until the warden heard two gunshots. Well, the warden approached the vehicle and found a man and his fiancée trying to load a mule deer doe into the bed of the small pickup. And upon further investigation, the warden learned that the man shot the deer with a .22 rifle off the roadway using headlights of his vehicle. Needless to say, multiple cases were filed and civil restitution for the deer was charged.
You cannot cure stupid. We see this all the time, and it's such a shame, especially since it is so easy to do it right. Speaking of doing it right, from our friends at the American Rifleman, an armed citizen provided timely aid to a store employee who was assaulted by two shoplifters in Loomis, California. California? A man and a woman. I thought everybody was unarmed. A man and a woman walked into a store and apparently attempted to leave with more than $50 worth of goods. A store employee confronted the pair over the alleged theft and was attacked by the male shoplifter with a knife. As the pair scuffled, the woman picked up the knife in an attempt to injure the worker as well. A bystander with a concealed carry permit saw the incident, drew a firearm, ordering the woman to drop the knife and remain where she was. Officers soon arrived and arrested the pair for multiple criminal violations. Another example of them doing right. And, unfortunately, mainstream press does not cover that stuff. And it's a shame. And by the way, of course, I can say it's election season. I'm not going to get into politics with you, Cronin. But anyway.
No, it's
just
not.
Get out there, pay attention, look at what's happening. Friends, please, 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 please be aware. But also get out and vote. We've lost a lot of really important elections because people thought, they're going to get in anyway. Well, not really. I lost my wonderful congressman of just people being lazy and not going to the polls.
Yes, sir.
And no reason for him to be out at all, but it happens. You got anything else from the wardens? Because those are all good stories. These are the hardest working people in the business.
Oh, yeah. This one's a double whammy. Now, when patrolling the Little Brazos River, a Brazos County game warden contacted two people fishing near one of the river access points. Now, both individuals did not have a valid fishing license, and one of them didn't have any identification. Now, the warden asked both of them for information, and when they run through the dispatch, there was a hit. Turns out the man who had no identification had an outstanding warrant. The warden placed him into custody and transported him to Brazos County Jail. Now, once at the jail, it was discovered that he gave the warden fictitious information that belonged to one of his friends who, unbeknownst to him, had an outstanding warrant for his arrest. The man was then properly identified, and it was revealed that he had two outstanding warrants. Now, the man admitted he intentionally gave the warden false information because of his arrest warrants. The individual was booked into jail and for failure to identify fugitive class A and two outstanding warrants. Back to the you can't cure stupid.
That's what's the guy say? Row faster. I hear banjo music.
Oh, God.
Anyhow, some numbers from our good friends at American Handgunner. 173 million people live in the 10 most populous states in the U.S. Okay. 157 million live in the other 40. 37.6 million, that's the population of Canada. 39.74 million is the population of California.
Ooh-y.
Oh, my goodness. And boy, we're in trouble. This is interesting. 572,000. That's the population of Wyoming.
Wow.
I wish more people would move to Wyoming because Texas is filling up. Okay? It's just working out that way. Coming up, too, I've got next week I will be going to the SHOT Show in Las Vegas, the shooting, hunting, outdoor trade show, largest thing in the outdoor industry. It's always a wonderful event. And the first day there, we have a thing called Day at the Range near Hoover Dam in Boulder City. And it just is really outstanding. It's an opportunity. It's like test driving. It's hands-on. It's miles, everything from 50 calibers to 1,000 yards to the latest in 22s and skeet and trap and stuff. Hands-on and their ammo.
Yeah, you like pulling that trigger.
I love that. Well, I love unlimited targets and all the free ammo. But I'm getting press releases early on and kind of getting a leg up on it a little bit. And some interesting things. Every time you think about, okay, I mean, there's, what else can you come up with new? A couple of companies are coming up with new full automatic 22s. Okay, if you've never shot a fully automatic 22, you don't know what fun is. I'm serious. I mean, a 22 long rifle, it's like a woodpecker. You know, it's just super fun. But a couple of them are coming up with these things. Of course, you've got to go through all the federal paperwork and so on, which is fine. Legally own it. Fine. But they're in the $600 range, which is really surprising. And back on 22s, which is my favorite caliber anyway, Ruger, on their wonderful LCP, their little small carry pistol in 380, that's former Governor Rick Perry's favorite. That's the one he got the coyote with. And the liberal press went, oh, no, he shot a song dog that was attacking him and his dog.
Song dog?
Yeah, a song dog. boy. Anyway, but that LCP weighs like about 8 ounces. They are now coming out with it in 22, which makes for a great, you know, be it a backup or a plinker or a pack gun or whatever, which is really cool. And a lot of people are getting very excited. Colt hopefully is going to finally get it right again because they had it right in the first place. They are bringing back the fabulous Python 357, one of the finest handguns ever built by anybody. And I'm very anxious to get my hands on that and see how they are building it this time. But it's going to hit the market at about $1,400, which is not ridiculous since a used old one is hitting the market now at about $3,500.
Ooh.
Yeah. So pretty good stuff. Anyhow, let us take a rest, get the wind back in our sails, and then we're going to come back, check the news and more on Texas Outdoor News.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck, 42 years running, is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks you need, the trucks with best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 42 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 42 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
The hunting world is coming to Dallas for Heritage. The Dallas Safari Club's Convention and Sporting Expo will be held at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center January 9th through the 12th. Dallas Safari Club brings the hunting world to you. The Heritage Convention will feature over 1,800 exhibits to help you plan and equip your next adventure. Explore the greatest hunters convention on the planet. For more information and to reserve your tickets, visit biggame.org. That's biggame.org.
And welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Wayne Cronin. And this portion of our show is brought to you by Getaway Lodge in Port Mansfield, Texas, the complete package. Come on, come all, where outdoor enthusiasts relax at the premier fishing and hunting destination on the western Gulf Coast. Getaway Lodge is the easy way for friends or business groups to experience Port Mansfield. Guests don't worry about the details and can spend more quality time with their friends and customers. It's where anglers of all abilities are challenged and rewarded in pristine coastal waters filled with world-class fish. And during migratory bird season, camaraderie of field creates lifetime memories from days shooting doves and ducks. Getaway Lodge's friendly staff and experienced professional guides tend to your needs on the water or a field, while hearty home-cooked meals help begin and end each day. The great thing, of course, is the cast and blast, where you're fishing and then shooting, and it's a great time of the year to be there right now. So for booking information at Getaway Lodge in Port Mansfield, visit GetawayPM.com, that's GetawayPM.com, or call 956-944-4000. That is 956-944-4000. Okay, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal Fishing and Hunting Times this weekend. Saturday is the first of two best days for the week. This Sunday's rated as good. Monday is another best day, with Tuesday another good one. Wednesday and Thursday slipped a fair. Friday, as well as next Saturday and Sunday, are a trio of good days. This weekend, look for game to be most active from late morning until mid to late afternoon. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday will see this major feeding period of the day beginning from early to mid-afternoon.
last until the evening hours just after sunset. By Thursday and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, with game becoming active in the late afternoon hours, remaining active until well into the evening hours. Next Saturday and Sunday, that'll see a major time shift, with game beginning to feed well before sunrise, continue to feed until mid-morning. This weekend, we remain under the influence of a full moon that occurred on Friday, January the 10th. By next Friday, January 17th, the moon will enter its last quarter phase on the coast this weekend. Both Saturday and Sunday have a double tide schedule of two high tides and two low. Monday's a three tide day with two high tides and just one low. Tuesday through next Sunday are a string of days that will each have a double tide schedule. So let's go and have a coastal report, Wayne.
Alrighty. On Sabine Lake, the northern half of Sabine Lake is producing more speckled trout than the southern half due to water clarity. Fishing is good between cold fronts on jigs and soft plastics. My favorite spot, Trinity Bay. Speckled trout are excellent on live shrimp and soft plastics. Sheephead are very good on live shrimp. Texas City, the redfish are good on soft plastics or live mullet, and black drum are good on whole shad. East Galveston Bay, flounder bite is good on live shrimp. Speckled trout are good near Oyster Bayou in deeper water, and topwaters are good on warm days. West Galveston Bay, flounder are good on live shrimp, speckled trout, and excellent on shrimp under popping corks or fat boys in deeper water. Freeport, black drum are excellent. Speckled trout bite is excellent on mullet and pinfish. Sheephead are good on shrimp near the jetties. East Matagorda Bay, speckled trout are good on live shrimp under popping cork and soft plastics. The mid-bay reefs, the bigger trout we found here versus the west. And in West Matagorda Bay, redfish are good in the marsh on live mullet, soft plastics, and topwaters. Port O'Connor, sheephead are good near the jetty on live shrimp. And in Rockport, the trout are outstanding, drifting and wading over hard sand with shell pockets on live bait. Flounder are excellent on live finger mullet. Expect to limit out on most fish. Now the Corpus Christi, the redfish are good on cup mullet and shrimp. Flounder are excellent on minnow or squid or jig. Baffin Bay, speckled trout are excellent on gulf shrimp. Use leadhead jigs and bounce off the bottom quickly. Port Mansfield, trout and reds are good over shallow areas of mud bottom where you find better quality of using soft plastics and live shrimp. Offshore still good for snapper when the weather permits. And South Padre, redfish are good around mud boils on quiggler speckled trout and have been good on flats on cut mullet and are found in shallower water in the warm afternoons and the muddy flats along the intercoastal waterway. Port Isabel, speckled trout are good on bait resembling mullet. Sheephead are good on crab. Flounder good on minnows. Redfish are good on shrimp and will be found near sand where it's warmer.
Okay, we're going to go to East Texas. And these reports are good, so there's a lot of them. People go, oh, boy, that's a lot of, well, because they're all good reports, and that's all we're giving you is the good ones, okay? Caddo, largemouth bass are good on rigged plastic worms and spinnerbaits with vegetation in Clinton Lake, Black Lake, Carter Lake. Crappie are good on smaller minnows and jigs among the cypress trunks and vegetation. Conroe, largemouth bass are good on jigs, spinners, and buzz baits in shallow water. Hybrid striped bass are good in open water with jigs and shad. Big Fork, largemouth bass are fair on plastic worms, spinners, and Alabama rigs on deep humps, creek bends, points, and standing timber. However, even though the fishing report's fair, in typical Lake Fork tradition, there have been several 10-pound-plus largemouth caught this past week. Looks like the big girls are starting to want to play. Lake of the Pines, largemouth bass are good on topwater, worms, and crankbaits around Watts Island Point and any flooded vegetation. Catfish are good on live bait. White bass are good on Alabama rigs. Livingston, largemouth bass are good on Carolina rig plastics, spinners, crankbaits, jigs in coves and creek structures on the northern end of the lake. Striped bass are good on spoons and shad. Crappie are excellent on minnows and jigs in the creeks. White bass are good on spoons and Alabama rigs. Nackenichee, largemouth bass are good on crankbaits, spinners, and jigs in shallow water around timber. Crappie are good on jigs and crappie minnows within shallower creek channels and bridge structures. Sam Rayburn, largemouth bass are good on Alabama rigs, crankbaits, plastic worms staying 10 feet and shallower on the creek edges, and white bass are good on minnows riding the humps. Toledo Bend, largemouth bass are good on drop shots, jigs, plastic worms, and spinners in shallow water on creek structure and some mid-depth ledges. Crappie are very good in brush piles with jigs in 15 to 20 feet of water. Striped bass are good on topwater, rattle traps, spoons on main lake points and humps. Athens, largemouth bass are good on Carolina rig worms, jigs, spinnerbaits, fished through the submerged timber mid-lake for bigger fish and points for smaller fish. Fayette, largemouth bass are good on worms and crankbait in the standing timber on the north banks across from the park and points near the dam. Catfish are good on stinky bait, live bait, and cut bait. Palestine. Largemouth bass are good on Carolina rig worms, spinners, lipless cranks in Saline Bay and along the creeks. Hybrid stripers are good on minnows. White bass are good on slabs. Both hybrids and whites are having crazy activity this week on the north end of the lake. Catfish continue to be excellent on shad and chicken livers. Richland Chambers. Largemouth bass are good on crankbaits, plastic worms, spinners, and jigging spoons. Underwater structure is hard to find, but once found, it will be successful. White bass and hybrids are good on slabs and jigs in deep water on the east portion of the lake. Somerville. White bass and hybrids are good among points coming out of creeks and minnows. Rattle traps, Alabama rigs are good. Crappie fishing is good with smaller minnows and some darker jigs. Specifically, Westlake, catfish are good throughout the lake with cut shad and stink bait. Tawakoni. Catfish are excellent on lakes with with live cut shad, shrimp, and stink bait. White bass and hybrid stripers are good on slabs, spoons, and Alabama rigs among schools of bait fish. Texoma. Striped bass are good using slabs, swim baits, trolling with live bait in deeper water and deep coves. Largemouth bass are good drifting live baits and reel baits across shallow, low-traffic natural structure. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs by boathouses, submerged vegetation, and timber. Whitney. Black bass are excellent on crankbait and spinnerbait. Tyler. I'm running out of air here. Black bass are great on Carolina rig creatures and plastic worms in the vegetation of both lakes, around the many boat dock structures, especially on points, and around Langley Island. Boy, let's head south. Wayne, give me a break.
Okay. In Corpus Christi, white bass are good on rattle traps and minnows on deep points and feeding in Neches River Channel.
But wait. At the top of that, I'm sorry, Big Lake Amistad.
Ooh, missed that. Sorry about that. Largemouth bass are good on topwater, spinners, and plastic worms with submerged vegetation and staying deep in coves. Topwater action is picked up in the mornings on late evenings. And now in Falcon, black bass are good on soft plastic worms, spinners, and topwater lures along rocky banks and mid-lake humps. Allen Henry, black bass are good on rig worms, spinner baits, and crank baits working the steep shorelines and around timber. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs around the pier and flooded timber. Coleman, hybrid stripers are good drift fishing with live bait on the main lake humps and deep drops. O.H. Ivy, largemouth bass are good on Carolina rig worms, spinners, minnows, and jigs around timber. Looking 20-plus feet depth on the drops.
Yeah, there we go. Let's hit a hill country, Big Lake Buchanan. White bass are good on minnows. Channel cats have been good on stinky bait, live, and cut bait. Canyon. Catfish are good with live and cut bait throughout the lake, deeper than 7 feet, and along the dam. LBJ. Black bass anglers have continued success in coves and around the dam on crankbait. You can also flip or shoot some docks and topwater vegetation with jigs and worms. Crappie are good on jigs under the docks. Medina. Smallmouth bass are good on white grubs and jigs. Travis. Largemouth bass are good with finesse baits or tube bait near the bluff walls. Natural colored baits have been working well. Waco. Largemouth bass are good on spinner baits, crankbaits, weighted plastic worms in shallower water, including points, creeks, and flats. Crappie are good on minnows and weighted light colored jigs in creeks and brush moving to the shallower water. A quick look at hunting seasons through the 13th, 138 counties is the late dove season. Rio Grande turkey fall season, South Texas, 26 counties through January 19. Whitetail deer general season, South Texas through the 19th, through the 23rd of January. Dove late season, South Joan through the 26th. Sandhill crane season, also the 26th, that was Zone B, 26th in Zone A through the 31st. Woodcock statewide through February 9. Snipe season. I've never got a snipe. Anyway, through the 22nd is statewide quail season, 23rd, and I mean of February. I'm going to get that right one of these days. Javelina season, North Zone through February 23, South Zone through August 21. No, I'm sorry, that was last year. Oh, well. Anyway, let's go on or off the road, Harold, right quick. Just an amazing vehicle for the money. I don't want to call it Jaguar Lite because that's kind of putting it down. The 2020 Jaguar XE P300 R-Dynamic S all-wheel drive. That's our compact four-door sedan. Sports sedan, by the way. Let me fling that one out because it is sporty. Great looks. Surprisingly quick. Great handling. Very, very cool ride. It's got a 2-liter four-cylinder engine, but it's putting out 296 horsepower. It's made into a
8-speed automatic transmission, all-wheel drive, so you can go kind of lightly off the road if you had to. Comfort and convenience, I mean, it's everything you would expect from a Jaguar. This thing is loaded nicely. All of the safety and security and driving aids that one would hope for, tire pressure monitoring, traction control, certainly emergency braking, rear camera, road assist, driver condition monitor says, wake up, pay attention. This one has some optional stuff. Their ClearSight interior rearview mirror, the drive pack with blind spot assist, high-speed emergency braking, adaptive cruise control, their connective navigation pack, which is really nice, dynamic handling with adaptive dynamics, cool climate pack, heated and air-conditioned seats and steering wheel. I mean, good stuff. But this thing, base is 39. And who'd think you'd find a Jaguar base at 39? This thing was loaded to the gills, though, so it was a sports model, a little pumped up on the horsepower. But for the money, still, because that's a good-looking car. And it's a Jaguar. Of course, this one was red, Caldera red, 47. But that was loaded. So, heck of a deal. Anyway, let us take a short break, because we're going to come back and meet our friend Kevin Howard. We're going to talk about the Safari Club International Convention in Reno right after this.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead, inevitably, to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven salooner tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros set Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are just a couple of reasons why Texas Outdoors Journal has been named one of the top outdoor publications in Texas. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save 60% off the cover price. To subscribe using a major credit card, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865, or subscribe securely online at texasoutdoorsjournal.com.
Coming up in February, we're going to get the exact date shortly, the big Safari Club International Convention in Reno, Nevada. And, of course, the man that knows all is our guest, the man, the myth, the legend, from Howard Communications, Kevin Howard. How you doing?
Boy, that's quite an introduction there, Harold. I appreciate that.
Well, you bet. Okay, but here's the burning question. Is it Missouri or Missouri?
Missouri. There's not an A on the end of it. There's an I on the end.
There you go. Anyway, of course, well, Lord knows we've known each other for a long time, but you handling a whole bunch of stuff for Safari Club International. I mean, that's quite a deal. This will be which year?
This will be the 48th year of the convention. So it's quite an event. It's really one of a kind. It is so big. It is so extravagant. It's definitely should be on every hunter's list to attend at least once.
Yeah, see, because Kevin, that's always the first.
To come back again.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm stepped on you there. I was going to say the that's always the first burning question. How big is it?
Well, they've got about 1,000 exhibitors, mm-hmm. and over 460,000 square feet of space this year in Reno, Nevada. It'll be at the Reno Sparks Convention Center in Reno. And, you know, what's really cool, Harold, is they've got exhibitors from all six continents, from something over 30 countries, just hunting-related products and adventures. You know, great gun makers. They'll have over 60 gun makers there. They'll have one thing that I really like. They'll have over 100 taxidermists there with displays.
Yeah, let me jump on you again, Kevin, because I first time I went was really a long time ago when it was in Vegas. And I walked in and I went, huh? Because you talk about taxidermy. Now, we've seen some pretty impressive mounts. And I've got... one late friend of mine that was a Weatherby Trophy winner, and he had a trophy room that was unbelievable. But I walked into that that convention, and I'm looking at like a pride of lions all eating a crocodile. I mean, there's things like you go, huh? You've never seen stuff that complex, that big, that intricate, or that beautifully done, have you?
Well, it is. I mean, the whole show floor is filled with it. And like you said, there's some displays that are just enormous. One year they had a display of the Big Five, all in a huge display that had trees and, of course, fake water. And it was just unbelievable. You could just spend an hour going around that looking at all the different, they had birds and other animals in there besides the Big Five, and just extraordinary work.
Hey, Kevin, y'all always some very interesting guest speakers. Who's going to be there this year?
Well, there's lots of seminars that, you got Craig Boddington, you got Jim Shockey, you've got seminars going on all day long. Just a variety of subjects. So, one of the new ones this year, Dwight Van Brunt, who used to work with Kimber, is now doing a lot of work in terms of putting values on hunting-related items, guns and artwork and that sort of thing. And he's going to do a seminar on, how to value it and how to get ready, to depart with it if you want to at some time, either you or your family.
So. Yeah, see, that can be very difficult because you've got families. We hope your family is interested in your hobbies and in your love of the outdoors, but it's not always the case. And then when someone shuffles off their mortal coil, there's always the kids going, Where's mine? Well, it's easy to get screwed on things like that, especially firearms, and you and I know that very well. I mean, I've stood in the store some kid comes in, and he's got his father's gun collection, and he's just thrilled getting 5 cents on the dollar, and I'm sitting there tearing what hair out I have left. But because the guy is not researching, he's not paying any attention, he's just dumping.
Yep.
And you need to help. You need to, if you've got something like that, you need to talk to your offspring, obviously, in advance, and to lead them into things like that. Like you say, talking about people from Morphy Auctions, I mean, those people are some of the best out there, and they will shoot you straight and treat you right and give you, some really good estimates on the stuff. But also, you got to be a little open. Everybody thinks a granddaddy's old shotgun is worth what a Holland and Holland double is, and that may not be the case. So, Blue Book, I guess, is one way to start, but just dealing with the proper people, right?
That's it. And then, a lot of firearms are so unique, too, especially in some of these collections. I'm sure you have some friends in Texas that have unique collections.
Mm-hmm.
And putting a value on them is more than just looking at the Blue Book. It's really knowing your research and stuff. And I had a friend in Arkansas who passed away who had just several very unique firearms. And Dwight was able to go down and to help them, put an estimate on the value of all that. So even if somebody just wants to get that for insurance purposes, it's always a good idea.
Yeah, absolutely. And do that, because a lot of times, your home policy, and you really need to check on that if you've got some decent stuff, because most policies, as a matter of course, are not covering firearms. So you need to check on that. There's a lot more stuff on this we want to talk about. Let's go ahead and get this midpoint break out of the way so we can really get a little bit more in-depth into the Big Safari Club International conference coming up in Reno. What are the dates, Kevin?
February 5th through the 8th.
Okay, I'll start getting prepared, friends. We'll be back with Kevin Howard right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
I'm Stephen Ebling. I'm a fifth-generation farmer. My family has farmed and run cattle on the same piece of ground for over 120 years. We raise Black Angus cattle, and then we grow cotton, wheat, cucumbers, and seed millet. You just get up and go to work, and you never finish. The nice thing about Capital Farm Credit is it's rooted in agriculture. When I call and I say, hey, I need this done, it's a matter of minutes, not a matter of days or weeks. We're doing our part, and together, we will get there.
Together, we're better. Find out why at CapitalFarmCredit.com.
Built on a heavy-duty box steel frame, but not built for the road. Because driving it on anything, even remotely flat, would be a waste of diesel. This is the Roxor from Mahindra, a legendary off-road vehicle with more than 70 years of hardcore heritage. All new, no mercy. The Roxor from Mahindra. Test drive yours today. Find a dealer at RoxorOffroad.com.
Political story I'll tell you about one of these days. Are we talking politics? And Bob is shaking his head. Harold, Harold, Harold. Well, Lisa didn't say anything naughty, Bob. We were just talking about politics while we were on the break. Anyway, back with Kevin Howard, Howard Communications, talking about Safari Club International. Wayne, you had something.
Yeah, y'all have an auction every year. What's on auction this year?
Well, there's just about anything that an outdoorsman would want. There's all kinds of hunts available from all over the world. There's lots of fishing trips, artwork. You can buy lots of gear. You can buy the little lady furs and jewelry. I mean, there's about anything you want. If people will go onto the website, it's called showsci.org, and you can click on the auctions, and they have what they call day auctions. They have silent auctions during the day. They have evening auctions. And really, it's just an unbelievable number of items that are available. And lots of times you can get them at a fairly good price. So people need to go and look at that. And if for some reason you can't make the convention, they've got it's so that you can actually bid online, too.
Well, I'm bringing that up because I was going to ask that question. You can bid online. So again, at that same website?
Yes.
And that, what is that again, Kevin?
It's showsci.org.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm a glowing example of my first, well, sadly also my last, it's a matter of timing, but my first African safari, which I keep dreaming of going back again, it's just getting around to it, but I was at a safari club convention, and I was drinking, and finally somebody said, put your hand down, stupid, you won, and I got a safari in Africa, Five Plains Games, all, you know, all expenses, all the meals, all the food, all the booze, everything except the plane ticket, for $1,500. Stepped in it, didn't I? But what's happening is that was one of those trips where, like everybody else that was there, had been there. You know, like I'd done that. That's sort of your basic starter trip that you check out to and do, you know, the five Plains Game animals. But those usually, you know, retail are around $5,000, $6,000. So, I mean, it's very reasonable if you look at what a Texas trophy whitetail hunt costs, right?
Right, right. That's what I tell people, that, you know, if you do your research, you can go to Africa and kill several animals for what one would cost you here.
Yeah, I know. Let me talk about a couple of the other seminars, too, though, because it's very interesting. The Ten Commandments of Foreign Travel. What is that one?
Well, that's just things that you need to think about before you go on an overseas trip. And the way things are today, I would certainly want to, you know, have everything in line in terms of your travel, you know, who you're going to be speaking with there, who you need to talk to, and if you have a problem planning, you know, for an accident to get home, those sorts of things. I mean, there's just lots of things to think about if you're going to a foreign country where, you know, facilities and hospitals aren't as good as what you think they are. It's just being prepared before you go. Hope you don't have to use some of the things that you plan for, but you want to be ready.
Yeah, and there are very reasonable insurance policies dealing with your health for foreign travel. And I discovered this only really early last year. I got to looking at it, and I think I'd finished a cruise, and I thought, yeah, I wonder what happened. You know, and I had done an insurance thing along with the cruise deal. I thought, okay, I guess that's a smart thing to do. But I didn't really research it, and so I started checking with my insurance carriers, and my my youth. I'm still, you know, qualified for Medicare, and I've got a secondary insurance. But I called them, and I said, hi, I say I'm over in, I don't care, you know, England. Some place is really friendly to me, right? But I'm over somewhere, and something goes wrong. What do you cover? And they went, nothing. Uh-huh. I said, no. Out of the country, you ain't got it. So you better pay attention.
That's for sure. I mean, I know you wouldn't believe this, but I'm in that category too. and I was in Canada last fall and realized that I'd just gotten onto Medicare. Well, it does not cover you in Canada. And so, you know, I did the same thing. I bought a real inexpensive policy just in case something happened. And it was, you know, just comfort knowing that I'm covered if something does go on and I have to be in to a doctor or in a hospital.
Yeah, and may if you know some of those policies, they'll throw in a helicopter ride too, won't they?
They will. I mean, you know, there's Global Rescue, and they have a booth at SCI, and I've taken out those policies, like when I went to Africa, just because, you know, I want to get home as fast as I can if I have to.
Right.
Hey, Kevin, y'all have a great thing. It's a year-end drive for donations. What's that all about?
Well, Safari Club does so much in terms of hunter advocacy, in terms of they have what they call a blue bag program through Safari Club Foundation that provides lots of medical supplies for small villages in Africa. So they're just organizing people to give donations to help with a variety of things. And you know, that's a big thing with Safari Club that people just don't know about. I mean, they have the great convention. It's all about hunting and outdoor activities, but they do so much more in terms of conservation and humanitarian services, and so that's what that's about.
Yeah, that's where the money goes. I don't want to put you on the spot, but I think one was Rhino Trust, but I mean, do you know of, can you tell us of any of the organizations and the work where the funds go from Safari Club?
Well, I guess specifically in terms of conservation, you can go to the Safari Club International Foundation site, and they list all of the areas where they do conservation work around the world.
Okay.
And what surprises people is how much they do in the United States. In different states, there'll be programs going on that the conservation departments may need help with, and they will help fund those. Missouri was doing a study on black bears and got a grant from Safari Club to help with that. You know, the putting wood bison back into Alaska was all part of SCI, and there's just a number of those type of things that are going on around the country, plus around the world in terms of, you know, the lions in Africa and doing studies on populations, and just, it's hard to fathom how much they do in terms of dollars and support each year.
You know, and as we're coming up to another election, of course, it never ends. They don't do any lobbying, do they?
They are huge. Yeah, they have. They're really one of the major groups in Washington, D.C. in terms of conservation groups that are constantly monitoring bills and any type of thing that deals with hunting and hunters.
Yeah, and one of the beauties of this convention is that somebody goes, well, you know, if we get a bigger space, we get more exhibitors. But you guys have the best of the best, and they're vetted, and you've got people that show at this convention that have done it for a long time, right?
You bet. Yeah, there's a number of the exhibitors that have been there almost every year since they started, you know, 48 years ago. So it's they pass down these outfitters and from around the world have passed it down to their younger generations, and they're still part of the convention.
Well, the beauty of something like this too is that if you're at a booth and you're talking to somebody about a hunt or a fishing trip or just, you know, an expedition to just go look at stuff, there's probably somebody standing there also that's been there and done that, so you can get a good reference, right?
That's absolutely right. And just being able to, as you say, sit down, talk with the people that you will be hunting with or fishing with, and get, you know, a good feel of their personalities, and if you want to spend a week or two with them.
Right.
You know, that's, I think that's always good, and, you know, it's a lot easier to judge a person's character and what they're telling you in person than it is over the phone or the internet.
Yeah.
Sure.
And conversely, also the outfitter can sit there going, you know, I'm sorry, we're booked up. You know, I don't want this guy in my camp. we've all been there and done that, haven't we? Anyway, Kevin, as time gets away from us, my friend, anything you want to leave us with?
Well, just if people are interested, just go to that website, SCI or showsci.org, and they can get signed up. Reno went through a big revamp a couple of years ago with upgrading in hotel rooms and flights going in and out, so it's fairly easy to get there, and it's a show that if you've not been to, that you need to go, because it'll just be an entertainment for you and your spouse or whole family.
Yeah, plus while you're there too, you can do one of my favorite things, rent a car and circumnavigate Lake Tahoe, right?
It's pretty up there, isn't it?
It sure is. Anyway, thank you so much. Our friend Howard Communications honcho, Kevin Howard. We're talking about, of course, Safari Club International. Go to showsci.org. Wayne and I will be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
People like to say, the roads are bad. Well, clearly they're not behind the wheel of a Jeep SUV. Just think about it. The road doesn't make itself slippery. The road didn't ask to be buried by a blizzard or demand to be cracked and potholed. And the road is certainly not trying to make you late. The road is, after all, just pavement and a little paint. But a Jeep SUV isn't just another SUV. It's the original. An adventure-seeking, trail-rated, off-road slash on-road icon. With legendary 4x4 capabilities and enough available safety and security features to make your family jump for joy. Because in a Jeep SUV, there's something for every road, good, bad, or non-existent. And depending on what you're driving, bad roads can be oh so good. Come see for yourself and get a great deal today at the Jeep Start Something New sales event. Jeep is a registered trademark.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
Well, friends, let's take a look at the calendar, okay, through this Sunday, January the 12th, the 65th annual Houston International Boat, Sport, and Travel Show. It's at NRG Center in Houston. For information, show hours, and stuff, go to HoustonBoatShows.com through the Sunday, January 12th. Also, say hi to Bill if you're up there. The Dallas Safari Club Annual Convention and Exposition Heritage is at the K. Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center in Dallas. Information on that, BigGame.org. Jan 18, West Bay Big Trout Tournament and Fundraiser, West End Marine in Galveston. Go to FishWestEnd.com and then go to one of those great events. Of course, fill it up with gas first, but go to one of those great events in your brand new Ford truck.
Built Ford Tough. It's synonymous with the rugged capability, outstanding performance, and dependability of Ford trucks. Whether it's hauling a big load, getting you to a job site, hunting ranch, favorite lake, or the coast, count on the lineup of versatile Ford trucks to work overtime to get the job done.
The 2018 F-150 body is up to 700 pounds lighter than the previous generation, made of high-strength, military-grade 6000 series aluminum alloy used in big military and industrial applications. Plus, its fully boxed frame is made of up to 78% high-strength steel. The F-150 has its most advanced powertrain lineup ever, like best-in-class torque, payload, plus towing, and that's just the beginning of F-150 best-in-class features. The Ford F-150 is Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year, and once again named the Truck of Texas. It's the number one selling truck for 41 years running. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what Built Ford Tough really means.
The hunting world is coming to Dallas for Heritage. The Dallas Safari Club's Convention and Sporting Expo will be held at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center January 9th through the 12th. Dallas Safari Club brings the hunting world to you. The Heritage Convention will feature over 1,800 exhibits to help you plan and equip your next adventure. Explore the greatest hunters convention on the planet. For more information and to reserve your tickets, visit biggame.org. That's biggame.org.
And again, congratulations to Ford. Actually, we need to change that spot that Bill was doing. It's not Bill's fault. It's mine. 43rd straight year as America's best-selling pickup. That is quite a record. Sales just reaching all-time highs, which is fabulous. Hey, the economy's doing good, friends. I want to thank Wayne Cronin for joining me today. And, of course, I didn't embarrass you like I usually do. Is your wife still bait your hook?
Well, yeah, you just did.
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't resist. Anyhow, and do catch us together on Automotive Reporter, okay? So you can go to automotivereporter.com, check that out. But the main thing right now, go to texasoutdoornews.com. See a list of our wonderful affiliate stations. If we've said something you forgot and you wanted to hear it again, the shows are there. Just go to listen to the show, and everything is archived. You can also catch us on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube. And when you go there, like us, and that builds the audience, and then we're all happy. And maybe I can afford one of those you know, fishing trips or hunting trips if I go to Safari Club and bid. Bid them up, friends. No, good shows, too, and great work. Do remember that. Also, of course, mainly, remember we are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. When you're out there, whether you're in the field or on the water, you catch somebody doing it wrong, turn them in, okay? You call 800-792-GAME. That is Operation Game Thief. And you be safe out there. So you can join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.